How you doing, fellow Christians? God bless you. We're all bought with a price. That price was Calvary, what took place on the cross. Jesus Christ was manifested, the Word of God in the flesh, so he could become the Lamb of God and die for our sins. I want to go over a couple of things. I'm considering this pretty important. I'm going to just ask you to stick with me till the end. I want to go Old Testament, and I want to discuss something. And who cares about people's opinions? Opinions mean nothing unless somewhere, somehow, they're based on the Word of God. Other than that, human reasoning is so subtle, so cunning, so deceptive, seems so righteous, 99% pure, 1% rat poison. The 1% kills you. Human reasoning. Old Testament Leviticus. Now, I've heard many over the course of my close to 40 years in my miraculous walk when I was reborn, Old Testament, oh, it's law. We're no longer under the law. We're under grace. All right. I get that. Because Jesus Christ is grace. Jesus Christ is forgiveness. The law, what it did was it put sin in front of you. And very few times was there any mercy. If you did the act, you got killed or you had to follow whatever consequence it was. Thank God now for mercy. Well, let me just read you some of these laws. Because the Lord said, not one of them are going to pass. He's fulfilled them all, and I believe he's fulfilled them all because he's covered them. When we sin, he covers them. So regardless if we break any law, if there's a repentance, a true repentance, mercy and grace comes there. And I believe the repentance has to be combined with a fear of the Lord, knowing that you've fallen and you get back up. But let me read some of this. I'm just going to read some of it. Leviticus 19, verse 11. You shall not steal. All right. Old Testament. I think that's covered in the New Testament. Don't do something to somebody that you wouldn't have done to you. Number 12. You shall not bear false witness. Verse 13. You shall not defraud your neighbor, neither rob from him. This is the law. I think it still sits in the New Testament, don't you? Thou shalt not curse the deaf, nor put a stumbling block before the blind, but shall fear the God, I the Lord. You shall not do unrighteousness in judgment. Thou shalt not be a respecter of persons, of the poor, nor honor the person of the mighty. Sounds like James, book of James. But in righteousness shall thou judge thy neighbor. This is Old Testament. This is Leviticus. Verse 17. Thou shalt not hate thy brother in thy heart. Old Testament. Okay, I could go on, but for the sake of trying to get through. One thing I've noticed. Tattoos. I'm not going to use the term completely out of control to describe what I see. However, I will use the term incredibly, outrageously magnified. Wherever I go, tattoos. And I believe it's a sign. I believe it's a sign of what's happened to the heart of our country. Now, I just read five items. I don't care if you say you're under the law or not. They're in the Old Testament and they're in the New Testament. And I'm going to read a verse in the same line of verses. You shall not make any cuttings in your flesh, nor print any marks upon you. I am the Lord. No printed marks on your body. What's happened? It's completely out of control. Even common sense wise, parents, friends, you're going to tell your 18-year-old child to get something put on his body that he's going to have to carry with him till he's 92? And we're supposed to just say everything's all right? You know, I remember in the 80s, even in New York City, tattoo parlors were not allowed. When you went to the circus, you paid a buck. You saw the fat lady. You saw the lady who had a beard. And you saw the tattooed lady. The tattooed lady for a dollar. Now you get to see all you want for free. And I'm not making fun of anybody, because I know probably 75% of the people probably have tattoos that are listening to me. I was in town yesterday and I was counting, and I think it was eight in a row women, tattoos on their body, markings. Thou shalt not print any marks upon you. Now, all these laws that God gave his people, this is why he gave it to them. You shall therefore keep all my statutes. And one of the statutes is don't mark your body. In all my judgments and do them. That the land that I bring you in to dwell will not spew you out. And you shall not walk in the manner of the nation which I cast out before you. For they committed all these things. Therefore I abhorred him. So this marking of the body, this tattooing of the body, I don't care if you want to read this spiritually or even just figuratively. I'm just saying what it says. Was a sign of a Canaanite nation. And many believe they were Nephilim nations. They were huge, massive, men of renown. It's basically what the Philistines came from. The king of Og came from. When Moses' spies went, they were giants. They said they were grasshoppers. Their grapes obviously were GMO'd. It took two men with a big log. The giants would carry the grapes. The place they were cannibals. These were the people that lived in Canaan that God told his people to come in and possess. This is what they did. That was one of the signs of the Canaanite nations. It appears, to me, it's a sign that the Canaanite spirit is here. I'm not going to say you're going to hell for a tattoo or anything like that. I'm not God. I'm just saying, is any of this even discussed? And it's happened so fast. And it used to be, you know, a few years back, I mean, just Navy guys would have one, an anchor on their arm, mom, it would say mom. Now I see women with little children with full-blown skulls on their shoulders, on their backs, tats on their necks, pincushion faces all cut up and marked. The Lord says not to cut yourself either. It's a sign, gang. These tattoos are a sign. And here we go again. I feel like I'm crying in the wilderness because I know I'm totally surrounded by it. This is how you get people to absolutely hate you, by speaking the truth. But people are so ignorant. Oh, it looks cool, or look at this. Gang, there's nothing cool. God hates cool, all right? He hates it. He hates pride and arrogance. There's nothing cool about it. You know, it would make sense. Because see, this body that you're living in is a box. It's a rental unit. Rental unit. But inside of it is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost when you become a Christian. When you become a Christian. So what it would be like Satan to just destroy. Now, there's a flesh nature that's spiritual, which is out of the pits of hell. Your flesh nature, selfishness, greed, hatred, respect of men, prejudice, whatever it might be, selfishness, the flesh nature. However, it's still also flesh, meaning bone. Flesh. The Word of God became flesh and walked amongst us. He took on the form of a man. You are still a man. This is still a house. You're a walking house. In Corinthians, it says we're all trees in a forest. So wouldn't it be like that to just totally mark up this temple, which was made for God's glory? And again, that verse, as you shall not walk in the manner of these nations which I cast out. See, these behaviors were supposed to be thrown out. It also goes on to say, do not commit adultery. Do not curse your mother or father. These were laws that God was giving his people. Amongst one was, don't mark your body. Isn't that amazing? He puts in there, don't mark up your body, practically beside, honor your mother or father, don't kill, don't murder, don't defraud, don't steal. Don't mark up your body. I'll read it again. You shall not make any cuttings in your flesh for the dead, nor print any marks upon you. I am the Lord. He said, I am the Lord. This wasn't an opinion. This wasn't Moses. This wasn't Aaron. This was the Lord stepped in. Don't mark up your body. And I've never seen anything like it, gang. And I live in Florida. I live in Pennsylvania. I go up and down the coast. It's everywhere you go. Marking up your body. Call me a fuddy-dud. Call me whatever you want. I'm reading God's word. Not to stick my finger in somebody's eye and say I'm better. Not to stick my finger in somebody's eye and say you're going to hell. No. I'm just saying, for ears to hear, eyes to see, let's talk about this. Because we have the Canaanite demonic nations upon us. Along with the abortion, the murder, along with all the sodomy. It's on us. And to another degree that isn't magnified as much, talking in Christian realm, tattoos. Now I know marking up your fleshly body, or maybe I don't know, because maybe it is a sign of what's going on in your heart. Maybe it is a sign of inner frustration, inner hatred, yearning for something, marking up your body. Because they would cut their body in death when somebody, they would be so sorrowful, they would cut up their body. So somehow inner emotions are tied into all this. Somehow Canaanite demonic spirits are tied into all this tattooing. You know, for the most part, it's never Mary had a little lamb tattoo. It's weird. You know, it's biological, it's or astrological, it's or flat out evil, or strange. I think it shows the person's inner heart, what's going on. Now, I don't know what happened to somebody to cause them to be that way. I don't know. Could have been in their youth, could have been when they were a child. Could have been, you know, abused to build this up, to make them want to mark their bodies like this. I don't know what it is. All I can do is look at the manifestation, and then all I could do is read it in here. And as I said, for those that say you're not under the law, well, we're still not supposed to kill. That's in the Old Testament. We're still not supposed to commit adultery. That's in the Old Testament. We're still not to defraud anybody. That's in the New Testament. It actually says not to have sex with your sister. That's in the Old Testament. Not to have sex with your son's daughters or daughter's daughter. That's and then it says, don't mark your body. So you know what that means to tell me? That the next wave of Canaanite spirits are probably going to come in. And one by one, eat at all these rules. Christian, pray. What could I tell you? It's a sign of the end. Because the devil's come back seven times worse. God doesn't lie. This is very serious. The devil's come seven times worse. And we're seeing the manifestation. All we care about is the economy, the economy. What a falsehood. You know, what a falsehood. Does anybody talk about righteousness? No one even knows what it is anymore. Christianity has not become a holy word because of all the confusion and hypocrisy. And the more you stay on Christ, more than likely the more you're going to be hated. But that's okay. Because we were bought with a price. We're not our own. We're slaves. We're slaves to righteousness. Yes, you are a slave if you are a Christian. And you are a slave if you aren't a Christian. Because if you are a slave, if you do not believe, you are a slave to unbelief. If you are a Christian, you are a slave to righteousness. In other words, you don't own yourself. You were bought with a price. And that price was the love of Jesus on the cross. And I'm not stating about this tattoos to instill hatred, to say just because you don't have any, you're better. No, I'm just saying, let love come in you. Pray for people where you see them loaded with them. Just pray for them. Not that you're any better. Just pray for them. We all need prayer. Jesus prayed for Peter. He said, Satan wishes to sift you like wheat, but my prayers have protected you. Pray, pray, pray. Pray without ceasing. Jesus would go in the mountains and pray all morning, the early hours of the morning, and then cast out devils all day. Gang, we are under a strong, strong demonic influence. We're told about it in the book of Revelation. People are going to be shaking in their boots. I don't know how it's going to manifest. Hold fast to Jesus Christ. He's not Santa Claus. He's not the Easter Bunny. And don't be worried. Don't be concerned if somebody doesn't want to hear it, if they don't want to hear it. You're told to be concerned at giving them the word. And then somebody will water the word. You plant the word. But Jesus gives the increase. Stay out of your thoughts of what's going on. Beware of your eyes. The Lord says we walk by faith and not by sight. Watch out with your tongue. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. You don't have to go somewhere else. You don't have to go to the local gun shop for life or death. It's in your tongue. Spiritual world. Frequencies hitting other people. No word just drops to the ground. Unless you're begging forgiveness and the Lord blots them out, them words are probably going into the universe forever until you sit down at judgment. They'll never leave. They'll go on forever, those frequencies. The only way to get rid of them is repent and turn and pray that the Lord blots them out and you become a new creation in Jesus. That's about all I have to say, gang. That's the world we're living in. All this tattooing, I believe it's a sign of the coming back of the Canaanite nations based on God's word, not my opinion. Read it. Read it for yourself. Leviticus 18:19. Stay in Jesus. Be a light. Be salt. Hold fast, stay strong in Christ, and God bless. Amen.